Visiting with PCM Head Girls basketball coach Samuel San Rodriguez. Coach, you look at your last two games, you don't want to dwell too much on that Rolling Story game that happened on the 7th, but then a good overtime win against Van Meter this week. Can you kind of talk about those two games a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was senior night, Rolling Story at home, all kinds of emotions. Unfortunately, the night just didn't go the way we needed it to. Got into some foul trouble and had to do some different rotations that we're not used to, and just couldn't get the hang of things on the offensive end, and they just couldn't miss. I think they shot like 56% from the field. So, unfortunately, Rolling Story had our number this year. Super good team, obviously ranked top 10 for a reason all season. Won some big games, so kudos to them. But what I'm really proud of is the grit we came back with at Van Meter. We didn't play great. Foul trouble again from those things. I felt like we found a way. I mean, we were down 8 with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter and didn't let them score the rest of the fourth quarter or in overtime. It was 40-32 with four something on the clock, and they ended up with 40. So I feel like our kids learned from our losses, learned from those tough games, and just found a way. Van Meter's a tough team. They're physical. They gave Rolling Story a great game the night before we played them. So just I told the kids I was super proud of that win. I thought that was going to be a battle, and it was, and we found a way to get out on top.
You obviously postseason assignments now released. You look at your bracket, kind of when you saw that, initial thoughts of some of the teams that are in your bracket with you guys.
But here's everybody asked me that. The next game's the most important. The only one I'm paying attention to right now is South Pima. Don't care what their record is. I've been in sports way too long to overlook anybody. So we're locked in on South Pima. We'll have personnel locked in. The girls are ready for that game. And then whoever we end up after that, obviously it's the Albia Davis County matchup that we'll end up if we get past South Pima. Looks like those two teams battled it out in their second round of their conference, in their second game in regular season. So it's hard to beat a team three times. So we'll see what ends up there. And after Saturday, we'll switch our minds to whoever we're playing, and we'll get after it.
To talk about the game against South Tampa tonight, that is a team that has really struggled this year. But like you alluded to, I mean, this is the reason we play the games. South Tampa, they're going to throw their best at you because it is a postseason game. How do you approach a team kind of like that?
How we approach it every other day. We're going to win every quarter. We've got goals defensively to keep them under a certain amount every quarter. We've got goals every quarter to keep them under offensive rebounds. I will say the thing I'm seeing about South Tama on film is they play hard. They play with joy. Their coach is encouraging. 2-19 dirt is a hard that's a hard season. And if you watch film, you wouldn't guess that that's what their record was. So we know that we're in for a battle tonight, and we'll be ready to go.
As you kind of prepare for the postseason, it's one of those things where you had a game against Van Meter when you already knew what your postseason, bracket kind of looked like. But kind of how do you prepare that, knowing, treating it as another game, but also knowing in the back of your head that, here the season is on the line.
Yeah, the kids know that. We know that. But I think if we approach it like we've been approaching it all season, we'll be in good shape. I mean, I think we're averaging, what are we giving up, like 33 points a game. We're scoring close to, well, we were up to 60. We're about back down to 56, I think. But our kids know that they can play defense every night, and I'm just waiting for the day that all of our kids are on the same night on the offensive end, because it's going to be a really fun game to watch. And hopefully that's tonight.
You look at not to pay too much attention to last season, but you beat Grinnell in the opening round, and then you had that tough game on the road against Monticello. Where would you say that your team has, stepped up the most or improved the most from what they kind of were last year, considering that you've brought almost everybody back?
I just think they expect to win now, and I don't know that we would have said that a year ago. I think we wanted to win, and we knew we could. Our kids expect to win every game they walk in with that confidence. And I mean, you don't go 19-3 by not having that. Like, we've played some good teams and won some games that we needed to win, and 19-3 is impressive. 14-2 in conference. Obviously, Rolling Story just had our number this year, but our three losses are all to ranked teams. So we know we're a good team. We walk on the floor like we're a good team. So we know the next game is the biggest game and the most important game, and we'll be locked in on that.
What is it like to see as a coach? Offensively, your team has been very good defensively this year, but offensively, you have three girls in Tori Lindsay, Libby Winters, and Addison Steenhook, who all are over 200 points, this season scored. And if bound is correct, Tori and Libby have scored the exact same amount of points this year. Is it nice to have kind of that three-person threat on offense, but also have those other girls that can come in and score as well?
Yeah, that's the great thing about, I mean, anytime the five people on the floor can score, and that's such a luxury to have as a coach. That's actually really funny that Tori and Libby have the same amount. I mean, any of our kids could go off for 20 any night, but because we're so balanced, I mean, I would assume we're sort of a nightmare to defend, to lock in on. You take one away and you've got four others that can get the job done. So, I mean, obviously focused on the defensive end, but offensively we're scoring. You know, Addie had three, set the record for the school and threes in a game. Tori set it for threes in a season. Addie got her 1,000 point. Like, we're doing great things on the offensive end, but I think if we just keep locking it on the defensive end, we know we can score on the other end.
Yeah, you know, you talked about the defensive end too. You know, your team has done a pretty good job this season of being able to force turnovers and be able to get those extra possessions. You know, how important is that, carrying that over, that good defensive effort into postseason play?
Yeah, we're averaging like almost 15 steals a game. I wish there was a deflections per game, because I think that would be crazy high. Our kids just get after it on the defensive end. They just love playing. They're relentless. I'm just super proud of, we rebound the ball really well. We're just locked in on all ends. So it's been fun. You know, postseason brings a little bit more pressure, but for us, it's just the next game is the most important, and that's how we'll approach it.
Well, Coach, you know, best of luck as you guys take on South Tampa tonight. You know, hopefully we'll, after the game, we'll continue this ride into the next week.
Yeah, you bet. Go Mustangs.